And Congressman Pustany, you say that the number of casualties is going down, but we took a closer look, and the Los Angeles Times did as well, citing Iraqi health ministry numbers. In June, it was 1,227 civilian deaths in Iraq. In July, it went up to 1,753 civilian deaths in Iraq. And in August, the month that just ended, 1,773 civilian deaths in Iraq. Those numbers are going in the wrong direction.
Well, I think what I mentioned earlier, Wolf, was the number of attacks. And clearly, we have to look at all the metrics very carefully.
But, you know, statistics, you can play a lot of room with statistics. In terms of dead people, civilians, Iraqi dead people, those numbers are high and they're getting worse, despite the increased military troop levels of the United States, the so-called surge, having been in effect over the past couple of months.
But, Wolf, I want to point out that just 2 or 3 months ago, I would have never thought that 4 members of Congress would be able to walk through the streets of Fallujah. That's a major...
But you had a lot of security with you. You had a lot of U.S. military protection.
We had a platoon of Marines.
A platoon of Marines. There's a lot of Marines to walk through Fallujah.
Two months ago, not even that could have happened. So
I was in Fallujah 2 years ago, and it was a bad situation then, but some argue that it's, you know, maybe there's a slight improvement right now, but it's still very dangerous.